Thank you. A guten Erev Shabbos. I want to thank Rabbi Brody for reminding me that I have this opportunity. It's rare that I could come on Fridays. I have a chiv next door to the Talmidim next door Friday morning. They have a Shabbos off, so I'm off. But the truth is that Baruch Hashem, Chazal say mitzvah bo yaseh mi b'shluchay normally, which means if you have a choice to do a mitzvah yourself or to send a shliach, it's better you should do the mitzvah yourself. But there are exceptions to the rule. There are even cases we find in Shas where you're dafka supposed to use a shliach. In Kotchim, the Gemara brings down a sorrow like that. The Gemara in Kiddusha talks about if you have a father and a son, and one is sharper than the other. See, even though the father normally has a mitzvah to learn, which should come before his son. So let's say the father and son have a choice. Either the father's going to learn or the son's going to learn. They can't both learn. So who should take the first choice? If the father's the one that has the money. He can either use that money to support himself and he could learn, or he could give it to his son and let his son learn, and he could continue working. So the Gemara brings down an opinion that says that if the father is not as sharp as the son learns better, retains better, so he should be the one. And that's found in the Rambam. So you see that there are exceptions to the rule. So Baruch Hashem, Friday, I have a better shliach than myself. Rabbi Brody comes, so I don't feel such a chiv. I don't feel such a chiv. He does a better job and a shorter job, right? For sure, shorter. I think better also, both. Beder. So, but it's still they say in Yiddish, there's no proper English word for it, a fagenigin. Fagenigin means like the ultimate pleasure. More than a pleasure to be here. So I'll share with you a gewaldige takeaway from this week's parasha that really is screaming out of this week's parasha. The parasha begins with Yaakov Avinu coming to Beiskel. And it starts by saying, Vayikach me avnei amokam, he took from the stones. Avnei is plural. And then it says, the Evan, Vayikach ase Evan. So Rashi brings down that the stones were merivos. The stones were fighting. Right? And each one said, a lion yichzadik is Rosha. A lion yichzadik is Rosha. So the Banisha made a mess. They all became one stone. That's the Chazal. So Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal used to ask that whenever you find the word meriva, it's always a negative. It's a negative. Meriva is a chesaron. The first by Brias Olam, we know it doesn't say kitoiv. When the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim were fighting, right? All the water wanted to stay in Shemayim. Even though that was a good argument. Everybody wanted to be closer to Shemayim. It still doesn't say Kitoy. When there's a fight, it's not good. So Rabbi Yankov asked, isn't this a pious intention? I want the tzaddik to be by me. Why is that meriva? Why is that some kind of like considered a negative? Right? Says otherwise, it would have said fishohu avonim mechulokos. Machloikis is not a negative. Machloikis could be good. Machloikis l'shem shemayim. Somehow this was negative. Sir Bianchi asked, why was it a negative? So I want to tell you another interesting halacha we find in the Elia Rabbe in Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Tefillin. He talks about a shaila, if somebody's allowed to take a ritzuah and use a ritzuah that was. We know normally in halacha, you're not allowed to do ma'ilim b'kodesh v'loim b'ridin, right? You can't take something that was used on a higher level kedusha and make a lower level kedusha. That's why you can't take a sefer Torah, take a parsha from a sefer Torah and use it for a mezuzah, right? So one of the reasons you can't do that is because you're lowering the kedusha. Sefer Torah is a higher level kedusha than a mezuzah. You can't do that. You wouldn't allow to take a mezuzah and take a parsha's mezuzah and use it for a chumash. There's even a halacha we find that you're supposed to, when you take mezuzahs off to be checked, Many of you may know this. You mark which door you took it from. Right? One of the reasons why that is done is because some doors in a house could be chayv mezuzah mederaisa. Some doors may be only chayv mederabon. Some rishonim hold if you don't have actual doors. Even though you have a doorway, it's not chayv mezuzah mederaisa. You could have a doorway that has one post. So if it only has one post, it's machloikis rishonim. If the post is only on the left, it's potter completely. But even if it's a right-sided post where we put up a mezuzah, it's machlekes. So you don't want to lower the level. You don't want to take a mezuzah that was found on a door that was chayiv and lower the level of kedusha. The shaila is, could you take a ritzuah and switch sides? Meaning if you have a ritzuah, let's say, that was near, that had the kesher, let's say, right? The Shem Hashem, you have the ritzuah right by the bias. It has the kesher, right? Hashem's name. Now, would you be able to flip that? So the Eliyahu Rabbah brings a raya from this week's parsha. Could you imagine? From this week's parsha. He says that by Yaakov Avinu, each stone didn't just say, I want to be under Yaakov. They wanted the mizuchah. Olayu niach tzadik es roishoy. The tzadik should put his head by Ani. That's a higher level. So Hashem made one stone, one big stone. But where was Yaakov Inu's head? Why didn't the stone that was fighting before? There was a stone that was fighting earlier that said, Allah Yaniyah Tzadik is Roishoy. How was that stone appeased? Right? If that stone ended up on the end and Yaakov's head was not on it, is a raya that once it's one thing, it's all equal. The Kedusha dissipates equally. He uses this halach. So I want to tell you a svara, maybe, that will take away this proof. Will take away this proof. And it connects to this kasha that my Rebbe Rabbi Yankov asked, what's wrong with what the stone was thinking? I'll ask you one other question. Yaakov Avinu was over here zoicha to Kabbalah Sater. Unbelievable. The first one of the others that was Zoyche, the Kabbalah Sater. The Baal HaTurim brings down that the latter, the Sula Mutzav Aretz Roshi Magia Shemaima, that was symbolic of Har Sinai. And when Hashem tells him Anoichi, that was symbolic to the first Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Which means that Yaakov Avinu, according to the Medrash of the Baal HaTurim, was the first one of the others that was privileged to get like a some level of a Kabbalah Sater. So the obvious question is why? Why was Yaakov in a way Zoicha? We call him the Bechir Avos. Why was Yaakov Zoicha to something that Avram and Yitzchak weren't Zoicha? Avram Yitzchak did Akedah. That's pretty chosh. Right? Yaakov Avinu, we don't find Akedah's Yaakov. Right? Rosh Hashanah, we don't say, remember Yaakov, we say Akedah's Yitzchak. So why was Yaakov Zoicha? More. So I think that the pshat here is like this. I often ask on the Medrash that the Medrash says that one of Yaakov Avinu's cheshbonis with the stones was that he took 12 stones and he said that if they turn into one, then I know I'm going to be able to make the 12 shvat. He made like a sign. If these 12 stones turn into one, I can make 12 shvat. And that's what happened. The 12 stones turned into one. So the question I always ask is, shouldn't it be the opposite? Yaakov Avinu was one person, right? And now we had a shaila. Am I going to be Zoicha to turn into 12? Am I one Yaakov Avinu going to turn into 12? So he should have taken one stone. And if that one stone turned into 12, Otaraya, it's a Moshe Kapoya. He takes 12 stones, and he says, if they turn into one, it's a raya, I'm going to have 12. Wouldn't the raya be better the other way? Take one stone. It turns into 12. Right? It's true, one nation, but the concept of 12. The concept of 12, but I like that. Whoever said one nation, I like that, because that's what I want to get to. I think Rabbi Yisai, that the Pshat Tov is like this. Reb Yankov Zatzal always used to say that we find that kinas soifrim is a positive thing. Right? Kinas soifrim is a positive thing. What's the difference between kinas soifrim, the jealousy that somebody should want, I should have the scholarship. I see a guy next to me, he knows Shas, I want to know Shas. I'm jealous of him. That's called a positive. And we find jealousy could be negative. Rabbi Yaakov always used to say, whenever the jealousy has in it that I don't like that he has it, that's a negative. If the jealousy is, I would also like to know Shas, that's a good jealousy. That's Talibah. If the jealousy is, I don't like that he has it. I'm not happy with his knowledge. That's not a good jealousy. That's not Tayyar B'Chokha. That's destructive. By the stones, there was a destructive thought process. Why? The stones were saying, a lie should be me. Not the other stone. It should be me. Not I also. I also would like to be there. Let's get together. It was a lie. It should be me and not him. That's a negative. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Made one stone. Once it's one stone, then it's us. When it's us, it's Gedalik. Then already it was Tar B'Chochma. There was no longer a battle. Once there was a sense of unity, there wasn't a battle anymore. The battle was when it's me and not you. When it's me and not you, that's a Meriva. Me and not you was a Meriva. The 12 Shvatim were already part of the history of creation. It says in Bereishis, Zeh Sefer told us all them. Zeh is 12, right? Gematria 12, right? Zeh. Chazal tell us that Yud Bei Shvatim were roy to come out of Adam Arishan. Zeh Sefer told us all them. Adam Arishan could have had the 12 Shvatim. Why didn't he? Kayin and Hevel. There was a Machloikis. From Machloikis, you can't have 12 Shvatim. Once you had two brothers that didn't get along, that was it. The concept of 12 Shvatim got destroyed. And then the Medrash goes on. Avram would have been Roy. So there was Yishmael. That couldn't work. Right? That didn't work. Then Yitzchak could have had 12 Shvatim. In fact, Rivka herself, when the kids were fighting, she said, Lomo Zeh, what's going to be with the 12 Shvatim? Zeh is 12. Rivka also was worried about the 12. Finally, comes to Yaakov. So Yaakov didn't have to check, am I able to have 12? Able to have 12 was already here from before. Am I able to unite? If I could unite, then I could have 12. The 12 was already tested. He didn't have to test if they could be 12. He had to test, can I take the 12 and make it one? That's why he took the 12 stones. He took the 12 stones, and if they turn into one, it's a raya. That I could talk and make the whole thing. So whoever said one nation is gevaldik, machaving you there. Now, Matan Torah had one condition. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. That was the condition for Matan Torah. Achtus. Achtus can accomplish more than anything. We see from here that even Avraham Avinu with his gevaldik chesed, Omer HaChesed. But if there were two kids that weren't one, couldn't yet have a Kabbalah Sateret. Yitzchok Avinu. Gevaldik, Akeda. Unbelievable level. But for Matan Torah, you need unity. As long as there's an Esav, Yaakov, who takes 12 and makes into one, V'hinei Sula Mutzabat. Then you set Takazesh for Kabbalah Sateret. And that's something, when we learn this parasha, we have to take with us to understand that that's the biggest koyach. Perhaps we could say, that would answer the first Rashi in the parasha. You'd see a tzaddik menayir, ois a roshim. Rashi says that Yaakov makes a roshim. So everybody asks, what do you mean? There were many tzaddikim before already. Could be this extra roshim that you get from the unity of shvatim, of Yud Bei Shvatim, that's a different kind of roshim. And taka, you see, sometimes you could have an unbelievable high-level person. But if there's machlokes, doesn't do anything. Just leaves a bad taste. Doesn't matter how much scholarship, how much charisma, machlokes just leaves a bad time. And that's why the special roshim of Achdus, that was Yaakov Avinu. That's why it teaches us the concept of yeshiva sadik ba'ir oisa roshim, the extra roshim of being able to create the Avinu of Achdus. Agud l'Shabbos.